Welcome to the People Stack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I am a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the People Stack. Before we dive into this episode, I'd like to invite you to join our Slack team, Climbing the Tech Leadership Ladder. Join a community of other tech managers who are learning what it really takes to upgrade your teams, your careers, your paychecks, and your life. Send a quick "I'd like to join your Slack" email to slack@thepeoplestack.com. We'll see you in there and enjoy the episode. Hey there, folks. Welcome to another episode of the People Stack podcast. I'm Jen Bunk. I am CEO of the People Stack. We help tech managers build their dream careers. We help tech managers land their hell yes jobs, earn raises, earn promotions. We are career coaches for technical managers. And this week, I want to get down to the simplicity. It's simple, but not easy. I want to get down to the simplicity of building your dream career, because so many people make it sound complicated. There's so much chatter about how it's so complicated to upgrade your career. Oh, especially right now with the global pandemic, with whatever's going on in politics, with whatever's going on in the job market. And don't even get me started. Are jobs going to continue to be remote or not? Who the heck knows? And even if they are going to continue to be remote, cool, I get freedom. But how do I lead a remote team? And what do you mean I should be committed no matter what? No, it's really complicated. Don't try to make it seem so simple. But it is simple. It is so simple. If you want to know how to upgrade your tech career, the simplicity of it is, how you do it is through a series of often uncomfortable career building conversations. It's a series of conversations, folks. I've said it 100 times. I've said it 1,000 times. That's how you upgrade your career. That's how you land that promotion, that raise, that next job. It's through a series of conversations. It's simple, but not easy. And I really want you to hear that with new ears. I want you to feel that with a new body. I want you to really take that in with a new brain, with a new nervous system, because I know you've heard it before. Simple, but not easy. I want you to erase every other instance that you've ever heard that before, and I want you to empty your cup, and I want you to hear that with a beginner's mind. It is simple, but not easy. Because so many people make it sound like it's complicated. It's not complicated. It's a series of conversations. That's all it is. And often they're uncomfortable conversations. There are conversations that you're avoiding having. That's why you're avoiding them, is because they're uncomfortable. Asking for a raise, asking for a promotion, communicating your value, letting people know that you've gone unrecognized, and that's not fair. These are uncomfortable conversations, for sure. That's how you break through. That's how you get to the next level. So don't let anyone tell you that it's complicated to upgrade your career, to land a promotion, to earn a raise, and to do it your way, to do it in a way where you live a balanced life with joy and freedom, and however else you want to do it, with integrity, with authenticity. Don't let anyone tell you that it's complicated, because it's not. It's really simple. We've been doing this for over 6 years now and have helped hundreds of technical managers to upgrade their careers. They've all followed the same exact simple path, the same one. That path being having those conversations. That's what it comes down to. Don't let anybody tell you that it's complicated. It's simple. But it's not easy. Don't let anyone tell you it's easy, because it's not. It's hard. So here's the point. There's a difference between complicated and hard. Don't listen to the people who are telling you that it's complicated and that there's no way that it's possible. Because that's just simply not true. It's BS. I also don't want you to listen to the people who tell you that it's easy, because it's not. It's hard. Overcomplicated, which is not what it is avoiding making the decision. That's why people are overcomplicating it, because they don't want to make the decision to commit. I'm going to do this. I am going to do whatever it takes to build my dream career, to make my career a priority, to make it my number one wealth building asset. I'm going to do whatever it takes. Oh no. What do you mean? What does whatever it takes mean? And then you just, it's so murky. It's so not transparent how you do it. It's really going to depend on this and that and the other thing and the other thing and the other thing and A, B, C, D, E, F, G, all the way to Z. It's so complicated. That's not true. That's BS. What is true? So there's a difference between that and it's hard. That's what is true. It's hard. Meaning you're going to have to stretch the boundaries of your comfort zone, because that's where success lies, beyond your comfort zone. Tim Ferriss has said, and I absolutely agree with him, that your success in life is determined by the number of uncomfortable conversations that you're willing to have. It's true in business. It's true in your career. It's true in your life. So yes, hard means you're going to have those uncomfortable conversations, conversations that you weren't willing to have before, but now that you're going to have them. And yes, there's going to be a bit of fear, and you're going to tap into that courage so that you can overcome that fear. Hard means that you're going to have to build some muscle, and you're going to get to build some muscle along the way, because the only way to build that muscle is with a bit of resistance. Not so much that you hurt yourself, but enough that that muscle gets built. So there's going to be some resistance. There's going to be some internal resistance. There's going to be some external resistance. It's going to be a little bit uncomfortable. That's how you break through to the next level. That's how glass ceilings are shattered. They call it a glass ceiling for a reason. It's not a foam ceiling or a cushy pillow ceiling. It's a glass ceiling. To shatter it, it's going to be a little uncomfortable. We protect ourselves. We make sure we're safe. So whatever your glass ceiling is in your career, where you, the one that you want to break through, and you feel like you're like pushing up against it, and it's there and you can see it. How you get there is through a series of often uncomfortable conversations that get more comfortable over time as you get better. But guess what? As you climb higher, there's more challenges to overcome. So it's absolutely true that as you get better at this, as you get better at upgrading your career, and you build that skill and you build that strength, the conversations that you're willing to have today, you would have been scared shitless to have them 6 months ago or a year ago. And the same is going to be true 6 months from now, a year from now. Just like when you're lifting weights, when you start lifting weights, it's like, oh, wow, deadlift my body weight? I can't even deadlift half my body weight. What's a deadlift? That sounds uncomfortable. That sounds like it's going to hurt. But you do it and you do it and you do it, and suddenly you're deadlifting your body weight. And then it's like, wow, I couldn't do that 6 months ago. What's next? Let's go for double my body weight. And you go on from there. It's the same thing in terms of the conversations. If you want to keep up-leveling in your career, just the same way that you're going to up-level your body, up-level your fitness, up-level your health, up-level your relationships, anything else in life, if you want to keep moving up, it's directly proportional to the amount of uncomfortable conversations and how uncomfortable those conversations are. That's how simple it is. But I know that a lot of you right now are living in a place where you're not having those conversations, or you're not doing them effectively, and you're not doing them with the right people, and you're not doing them often enough. There's something that's not working about the conversations, the uncomfortable career building conversations that you're having right now. And it shows up in lots of different ways. So it could be that you're not even having those conversations because you're too scared, because you don't know how, because you want people to like you, because it doesn't feel right to ask for that raise. And so you've never asked for it. Or maybe you've tried to ask for it one or two times and your boss has given you the brush off and you took that as a sign that you should never, ever ask for it again. You took the discomfort, the fear, the worry, the doubt as a sign that this isn't the right thing to do. I'm not going to ask for it. So that's where some of you were living. Like a certain part of you knows that you absolutely have to ask for it in order to get it. But a certain part of you is hoping that they'll just give it to you without having the uncomfortable conversations. And that is what we call upgrading our career by accident. And for some of you, you may know people or you may be one of these people where you've upgraded your career by accident. You've gotten that raise, you've gotten that promotion, you've gotten a new job, not because you did it intentionally and had the conversations that you knew you needed to have. It's because you got lucky. And while luck may be fun from time to time on the casino floor, I don't know about you, but I don't want my career, my business, my legacy, my impact to be dependent upon luck. I want to do it purposely. I want to do it intentionally. Some of you are already having the conversations. You are, but you're not having them enough. You talk with your boss maybe once a year about your performance, and then you move on from there. You ask for the raise, and they say no, and that's it. And then you wait again. Because you have it in your mind that the only time that it's appropriate to ask for a raise or for a promotion is once a year, twice a year when performance review comes around. Or for some of you, you're on the job market, but you're not really on the job market. You're kind of dabbling. You are passively on the job market. So you're not really having enough. You're having some conversations with recruiters, with hiring managers, with other people who can connect you with those people, but you're not having enough of them. It's just every once in a while, when they land on your plate, when a recruiter reaches out to you on LinkedIn, when a friend reaches out to you on Slack and says, hey, I found out about this job. You want to go after it? You're not intentionally doing it. And I say this with love, not to judge you, not to make you wrong for it, but simply to have you recognize that that's why it's not working. It's because you're not having these conversations, you're not having them enough, and you're not doing them effectively. So some of you are having these conversations. You're having a lot of them, but you're not doing them effectively. In other words, you're asking, but not confidently enough. You're asking, but too confidently. You're asking, but you're not giving enough evidence. You're asking, but the evidence that you're giving, it may sound like or feel like a lot of evidence to you, but it's not the best evidence. You're asking, but you're not speaking their language. You're asking, but they're not hearing you. They're asking, but they keep blowing you off. You're asking, but you don't really want it anyway, and you haven't taken a big step back to say, what do I really want in my career? And that's why you haven't had the conversations, because that's not what you really want. We see that time and time again with clients all the time. Why haven't you had the conversation yet with your boss that you want that raise? And it can start out with, well, show me how, show me what this would look like. But a lot of times, ultimately, it's, I'm not asking for it because I don't want it. And then that's the time to really take a step back and say, what do you want in your career? What's your mission? What's your desired career outcome? You're celebrating your career 2-3 years from now. What are you celebrating exactly? So the point is, I absolutely understand where you are, and I'm here to point out the gap. And that's where 95% of tech managers are living right now. They're living in that gap of, I'm here and I want to be here and I don't know how to get here. What everybody else is saying is I should just kind of like sit back and let it happen to me and not be too boastful and not be too confident, but still be confident and have the conversations, but make sure that you don't have too many and make sure you follow up, but don't follow up too much. and you're overcomplicating it. And you're doing the best that you can because you're committed. You're resourceful. You're intelligent, but you don't have a better way. So what I'm pointing out is that if you want to be the top 5%, the top 1% of technical managers who we work with, who are earning 30%, 40%, 50% plus raises, landing their dream jobs, finally breaking through what was their glass ceiling, then you have to start having those uncomfortable career building conversations. And you have to do them frequently, and you have to do them right. You have to do them well. You have to do them with heart. And again, that's simple, but it's not easy because there are so many obstacles, so much resistance in the way. But that obstacle becomes the way. But the only way to turn that obstacle into that catapult, to turn that obstacle into that strength building mechanism that's required for you to actually get to the next level instead of sliding back down, is to have that support. And that's why we're here for you. You cannot do it alone. You've tried it alone. You have the proof already that doing this on your own is not working. And I know that's where a lot of you are stuck right now. It's like, okay, it's simple. All I need to do is have more conversations. Great. Bye. See ya. And you're just going to go have the conversations. But if you just take a moment to consider that, what does it mean for you? What conversations do you need to have? With who? How many? How do you show up to those conversations? How do you follow up from those conversations? How do you string those conversations together to get to where you want to go in your career? That's the hard part. That's the hard part. And without a proven strategy to have those uncomfortable career building conversations, your career is going to stay dead in the water. Your career is going to stay in a place where it's on life support, where you're hanging by a thread in any moment. Even though that glass ceiling may feel like it's right there, any moment that thread can break and you end up right back down at the bottom of the mountain. Miles away from that next level. And we don't want that to happen. And that's why we're here. So if you're absolutely committed to having the series of often uncomfortable career building conversations, and you want to learn how you do it to apply it in your career with your team, given your mission, your goals, your obstacles, your resistances, it's time to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. And on that call, we're going to get to the truth. They're truth calls. We're going to get to the truth about what's not working in your career right now and where you want to go. And if we're 100% confident that we can help you get there, then we're going to tell you, and we're going to show you how, and we're going to talk about the details of what it would look like to work together. If we're not 100% confident, we're still going to give you action steps. We're going to give you resources so that you can get ready. Because if we're not 100% confident, 99% of the time, it's usually just that you're not ready yet. We're going to help you get ready. We're going to share the resources. We're going to share the action steps. Once you've leveraged the resources, taken those action steps, then we're going to talk again. We're here to help. The only way to know if we can actually help you is to book that call, thepeoplestack.com/book. Folks often ask, how much is it? The strategy session is free. The truth call, the career clarity call, is absolutely free. And right now, if you need me to tell you a price, it's zero, because we don't know if we can help you yet. The only way to know is to talk to you. That's the only way to know. It's kind of like going to a doctor's office, or even just like ringing the call or zooming a doctor and say, hey doc, I need a headache. How much is it? I need a headache. Who needs a headache? Hey, doc, I have a headache. How much is it going to be to fix it? an irresponsible doctor, an unethical doctor, a doctor that wants to land in jail would say, oh yeah, it'll be, let me look at your insurance, it's $25 copay and I'll give you some OxyContin. Done. That'll fix the headache. That'll do it. Anything else? Nope. Good. Bye. The doctor needs to talk to you and find out what's going on with the headaches. How long have they been happening for? What else is happening that maybe you're ignoring? What other symptoms? What's your history? And really get to the root cause of what's going on. We do the same. It's not like, oh, hey, Jen, I want to land a job as a software engineering manager at Netflix. Can you just tell me what to do and how much is it going to be? Oh, yeah, sure. So all you really need to do is you need to go and hop on this Slack and talk to this person and tell them you want a job. And here's a script. And just use a script when you interview. And here's the exact questions that they're going to ask you. And here's how you're going to answer them. That'll be $500, please. That would be malpractice. That would be unethical. And I probably might land in jail for that or be sued. Because it's like, is that really helping people? No, it's not. Because we need to know what's going on. We need to get to the root cause. I get that you want to work as a manager at Netflix. How long has this been the case? Is that really what you want? How many interviews have you been on? What has worked about them? What hasn't? How big is your network? Why Netflix? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we can get to the root cause of what's not working. That's what these calls were about. We are here to really help you, not just to fake help you. So that's why the calls are important. ThePeopleStack.com/book. That's what it's about, folks. Don't let anybody tell you that it's complicated to upgrade your career. It's simple. The people who are telling you that it's complicated aren't experts. Plain and simple, they're not experts. Also, don't let anybody tell you that it's easy, because it's not. The ones that are telling you that it's easy, by the way, they're the ones who may have been battlefield promoted and it happened by accident. Oh, it's easy. Like, all you need to do is just kind of show up every day and do a lot of hard work. And then they give you a promotion to manager. And then, wow, and then, you know, like 2 years later, you become a director. That's what happened to me. It's easy. Why are you complaining? That's someone who upgraded their career by accident. They got lucky. That's awesome. But did they really build the strength? We get people like that, by the way, who were like, yeah, I kind of inadvertently landed into a director level position and I'm shit out of luck because I have no idea what to do. They just kind of put me here. I got lucky and I'm thankful for that, but I have no idea how to be a lead of leads. I have no idea how to be a leader of leaders. Please help. It's simple. Pathway. The pathway to mastery. The pathway to your dream career is simplicity. It's the only way, but it's going to be sustainable. If you overcomplicate it, you're going to give up, even if you're smart. But you also have to be ready to do the hard work and build that muscle. It's what's required to break through that glass ceiling, your career glass ceiling. That's it for the day, folks. Talk to you soon. Bye for now. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.